Passage of Scripture, and I want to talk to you today about, and I know I'm preaching to the choir sometime, but you know, sometimes the choir needs reminding, they need to sit while other people hear it too. But I want to talk to you about, what does it mean? What does it mean to be born again? What does that mean? A lot of people talk about it, but they don't know what that means. Let's see what the Bible says about what that means. Let's read John chapter 3. We're going to read a lengthy passage, very familiar. Verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles except thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, so wherever it wants to, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Wow. Wow. What a blessing. Rudy, pray for the message, if you will.
Under the pressure of the Lord Jesus, Father, thank you this morning for this day, Father. Thank you, Father, for this time to be here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this church. Your loving Spirit, your whatever it will be, inspire one another for you, Father.
Yes, yes.
And that's what makes us the family of God, Father. We just thank you, Lord. We're all part of that, Father. We ask you to be with us this morning, dear Lord. Help us. Help us, Father.
Yes,
our
Lord.
Our minds, our thoughts, dear Lord, and focus on this next few moments, dear Lord, what Pastor Ron has to say to us. And your words, Father, we just thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We'll be here this morning to do so, Father. We already blessed, dear Lord. We just thank you so much, dear Lord, for all that you do, Father, Father. And we ask you to be with us this morning. Most important,
yes, Lord.
Father, there is a lost soul here this morning. Well, they really don't know. They're not sure. They're question marks.
That's right.
And they want to make it right.
That's
sure.
Right.
They know they're going to heaven when they die, Father.
Yes.
We thank you this morning for giving them another opportunity to realize that, dear Lord, and come forward, dear Lord, and say, I want to be saved.
Yes. Yes.
I want to go to heaven.
Oh, yes,
and thank you,
yes, Lord,
for your love, your mercy, yes, and your grace on each and every one of us. We love you, Father. Bless Pastor Ron, dear Lord, that you'll never go back to
us. Yes, help us, Lord.
So we can be inspired by it, dear Lord, and help others, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We forget that not everybody knows what the new birth is. I didn't know. I never heard the gospel, really, not the plain, simple gospel, till I was about 21 years old. I knew a lot of people that went to church. About everybody went to church when I was a kid. I mean, I'm an old man. Now it's the other way around. Most people don't go. But when I was growing up, it was a shame not to go to church. And everybody that went to church said they were a Christian. I didn't know what a Christian was. So I associated being a church member with being a Christian. Is that not so? And that's what most people think. Well, there's a Christian. You ever heard this? If he's a Christian, the woods is full of them. Well, the woods is full of those kind. But I thought everybody that had a Bible was a Christian. I thought everybody that didn't drink was a Christian. I thought everybody that had their name on a church roll was a Christian. I'd never heard of the new birth. I knew I was born. I was living alive and well. I didn't know I was born wrong. I didn't know I was born a sinner. I knew I had sinful tendencies. I knew they'd tell me if I didn't quit drinking liquor, I was going to hell, but I didn't know how to quit. I knew they said if I didn't quit cussing, I was going to hell, but I didn't know how to quit. I knew if they said if you don't quit smoking, you're going to go to hell. And then I went to Baptist church and found out that a lot of people smoke. I remember I walked into one church one time. You had to, all the men was out front sidewalk smoking, you know, and you had to go through it. And this, after we got in, I said, "Man, all them men smoking." And the guy in the church said, "Yeah, they on fire for God." I associated works with salvation. I associated church membership with salvation. I associated religion with salvation. I told a story about Mormons this morning in my Sunday school class. I didn't know Mormons were a cult. They were not Christians. I did not know that Jehovah's Witness was a cult. They were not Christians. I didn't know these things. They carried a Bible. They talked about Jesus. They read scripture. They quoted scripture. I thought that was being a Christian. But then I got saved.
Amen.
March 5th, 1978, I come under conviction of the Holy Ghost. I'd been convicted for about 3 years. I'd heard the gospel before, and I'd been back to church 5 or 6 times. Same church, same preacher. Every time I went, he was pointing right at me. He was preaching right down my alley. I knew he'd done talked to my wife and my mama. I knew it. He knew everything about me. That man just laid it out flat, and every time I went, I got so convicted. I thought, man, I ain't worth nothing. I ain't even worth going to heaven. I ought to go to hell. And boy, when you get that way, that's called Holy Ghost conviction. And he drew me. And God drew me, Brother Ron. I didn't run up there that first time to get saved. Maybe I could have. I'm sure I could have if I believed right, but I didn't know how to believe. And here's a man in John chapter 3 that gets something he'd never had. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about new birth before we go back to the scripture. It's not an experience. The Hindus have religious experiences. The Mormons have religious experience. Your rock group that you call church has religious experience. Your worldly church that does the creative dancing and the mimes, they have experiences. An experience is not a new birth, though it will cause a wonderful experience. But the experience is not the new birth. It is not a profession of faith. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's all I know about you. It's a profession of faith. But I want to warn you, your profession of faith to me and to a church is not salvation. That's not the new birth. That's just a profession. There are many who profess who do not possess. I'd say 10% of the what we call the church, though all those that claim to be Christians, I'd say only about 10% of them really have a possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not an acceptance. It's not an acceptance of a doctrine or a creed. I've heard preachers spend long sermons preaching on the virgin birth, which is, you need to know that. And I've heard them preach on the sinless life, and you need to know that. And I've heard them preach on the vicarious atonement. He died in our place. You need to know that. And I've heard them preach on the resurrection of Christ. You need to know that. But that's not, listen, now listen real close. Don't hear me wrong. Go out here and say I said something wrong. An acceptance of those doctrines do not save you.
Come on now. Right.
Y'all, you don't believe that. James says, you believe in God, so what? The devils believe and they tremble.
Amen.
That's not a new birth. An acceptance of truth is not a new birth. It's just an acceptance of truth. It's not reformation. It's not reforming your life.
Amen.
Every Baptist in here, I mean born again Baptist, will tell you we've reformed and reformed and reformed and reformed. Seems like every other day we're like the Apostle Paul, oh wretched man that I am.
That's right.
And we get reformed every week. It's not a reformation. It's not, though you ought to look right and walk right and talk right and spit white. I know some of y'all don't like that. I just throw it in there. It's just because I know it. But it is not those things. It is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in the Lord. It's not, hold on to your hat. It's not repentance. It's not repentance. Repentance is a change of mind, it's a change of heart. But you can change your mind about how you feel toward your wife or your children or your preacher or your doctor. Or you can have a change of mind that you are wrong and God is right. But it won't save you simply because you changed your mind that God's right and you're wrong. Now some of y'all looking at me like, boy, that's... Repentance, yes, is when you change your mind, you realize God's right and you're wrong, you're a sinner and you need a Savior, but you're not going to get born again until you go from the repentance to the regeneration by the Holy Ghost by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. But a lot of people repent every day. They're drunks all over this town. They hugged the commode all night last night, throwing up and praying and saying, God, if you get me through this, I won't ever do it again. And they'll do it again. It's not joining a religious institution. I'm going to say something. I think this is the best church in town.
Amen.
If it wasn't, I'd find the one that was.
Amen.
Amen. And I encourage you. I encourage preacher. I tell people to go visit churches. I tell them all the time, go visit. If you want to get disheartened and brokenhearted, go visit some of these mausoleums they call churches. I'm talking about independent fundamental Baptists too.
Amen.
Full of dead men's bones. But I'm going to tell you, joining every institution in town won't save you.
That's right.
Well, I'm a Shriner. Whoop-de-doo. Well, I'm a Mason. Oh boy. Well, I'm a Moose. Well, I'm a Ambets. Well, I'm American Legion. Well, I'm a Baptist. Well, I'm a Presbyterian. Well, I'm a Methodist. I'm a Episcopalian. Well, go ahead. Join everything you want to and you'll still die and go to hell because that is not a new birth. My pastor said you can get baptized. You can get baptized in the Catawba River till you know every minner by his first name and still die and go to hell. You can join every Baptist church in town and go to hell. Amen? It is not the new birth. It is a supernatural act of God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it is a super, some people don't get this. It is a supernatural act of God for God to come down on a human being and give them a new heart and a new mind and a new spirit and everything new about them, everything be changed. That's a supernatural act of God. Donald Trump can't do it. Schumer can't do it. Pelosi can't do it. Democrat can't do it. Republican can't do it. Libertarian, the communist, or any other weirdo out there in politics. And no church can do that. No organization can do that. AA can't do that. NA can't do that. Or any other A's you got can't do that. It's a supernatural act of God that he comes down into you. March 5th, 1978, he came down into this head and he gave me a new mind.
Amen. Yeah, praise God.
He came down into this heart and he gave me a new heart. And he came into this spirit and he gave me a new spirit. And I walked in one kind of person, walked out another kind of person. Now it took me several years to get some things right because I wasn't raised in church and I wasn't taught right and I had to get right in some things. It took me a year to quit smoking. That's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I went home that day and poured down a bottle of Southern Comfort and six beers. Had no problems. But boy, those L&M cigarettes. Amen. And every once in a while, even still, after I eat, I could smoke one that long. But that's a supernatural act of God. God has to do that. And here's a religious man goes up to the Lord of the universe. And the King of Kings and Jesus Christ, and he goes up to him and he starts asking him philosophical and religious questions. And Jesus told him, said, what's wrong with you? You're a Pharisee. You're a teacher yourself. You're supposed to know all this stuff. What's wrong with you? And he rebukes him for it. And then he tells, and everybody knows John 3:16, but what about John 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life? What about John 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world? You know why? We were already condemned. The wage of sin is death. Amen. And all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. We can start right here, go all the way around, come all the way back, and everybody in here classifies as a sinner, whether you want to own up to it or not. And by the way, when you don't own up to it, you're proving it because it makes you a liar.
Amen.
We're all sinners. We need a Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's enough to make a Presbyterian shout. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is what?
Death already.
Already. I'm sitting around waiting for God to drop the hammer on me. I thought one day he's going to let me get killed in that next car wreck. One day he's going to let me get killed with that next crowd. One day he's going to let me get killed. I had a friend got stabbed six times, lived, and then died because he drank himself to death. And boy, sinners running around here, they just keep looking for that hammer to drop on them, and they know they're going to die and go to hell. But let me tell you something. You're not going to hell because you're a drunk or a drug addict. You're going to hell because the one that wanted to save you came, and now you call God a liar and say that's not sufficient.
Amen.
It's used too loosely, that term, born again. So I thought I'd look up some Bible words. Y'all wouldn't mind if I give you a few Bible words. Not like that you hear on TV. You know, to be born again, we have been redeemed. That word redeemed means we've been bought back.
That's right.
We were sold in sin. Ephesians, we were dead in trespasses and sin, Ephesians 1 says. Wasn't waiting to die, we were already dead.
That's right.
I know I'm worldly to bring this up, but sometimes I get worldly. You remember that movie? The Sixth Sense? That little boy, the psychiatrist was talking to him. He said, what's your problem? He said, I see dead people.
Me too.
He said, the problem is they don't know they're dead.
Right.
And it's worse than that. They want me to help them. Is that not the way we're supposed to see it? Now, I know that didn't intend for it to come out that way, but we see dead people. Ephesians, they're dead in trespass and sin. We're not waiting for you to die. You're already condemned.
That's right.
Come on now. Yep.
The wage of sin is death. You died a long time ago spiritually. Yep. Your problem is you don't know you're dead. And then some preacher gets up here and he screams and hollers and spits and you get mad at him. We're trying to get you out of the graveyard.
That's right. Yep.
Come on,
yep.
Yep.
Redeemed. Mankind's alienated from God. Romans 5:12. We're alienated. We're not in touch with God before you're born again. God can have no communion with sin. God doesn't even look on sin. God won't hear sinful prayers. And the penalty is death. Romans 6:23. And listen, Christ paid the penalty. For the wages of sin is death, but,
I like that. Baptists always like that.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, it's not something you're born with. You know, when I was a kid, I always wanted a bicycle. I didn't have a daddy. Mama worked in the cotton mill. I don't know how she did it. She scraped together enough money to buy me and my little brother a new bicycle for Christmas. Spider bike. You gotta be old, remember spider bike. Had big high handlebar. Had that banana seat. You could do wheelies on it. You remember that? Five speed. Well, I woke up, I had no idea I was getting a bike. Woke up that morning, saw my spider bike. I'm not going to say it was a new birth, but I can say it was a revelation. Amen. She gave that to me. You know what I didn't do, Brother Ron? I didn't go over and say, Mama, let me pay you for this.
That's right.
Yeah. I didn't have nothing to pay her. It was a gift.
Right.
And she gave it to me because she loved me, not because I deserved it. I was a terrible child. Matter of fact, after I got saved, I apologized to my mom. I said, Mom, I want you to forgive me. Forgive me for breaking your heart. Forgive me for treating you the way I did, for talking to you the way I did.
Amen.
And boy, when you get born again, you'll look up to heaven, you'll say, God, forgive me. Forgive me, God, forgive me. I've been an awful human being. I ought to be in hell, but thank you for saving me. Thank you. It's a gift. I don't have to work for it. You're just going to give it to me. All I got to do is receive it and ask for it.
There you go.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Repentance. I didn't know what repentance was. I just knew I was going to hell and didn't want to go.
Yeah.
That's true repentance right there. I turned from hell and I turned to heaven and sought the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now listen, when you repent and by faith you accept Jesus Christ. Ray, can I use you for just a second? Ray, come down and raise. I said, what do you need? He said, I need to be saved. I said, well, just, and I gave him some scripture. And I said, now you just pray and ask the Lord to save me. I said, you want to pray? I said, I don't know what to pray. I said, can I help you? Mm-hmm. And I helped him. I said, now the best way you know how, just pray this. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
Now listen, amen. Don't stop there.
Yeah.
The best way I know how, I'm asking Jesus Christ to save me. And the best way I know how, I'm believing on Him and nothing else to save me and take me to heaven. Well, wait a minute, you should have told him the inerrancy of the scriptures, and you should have told him about the conviction of the Holy Ghost. You should have told him about repentance, and you should have told him about eternal security and the second coming. He didn't care nothing about all that. All he cared about was he was going to hell and didn't want to go. And he needed to be saved, and God did the saving. And he said, if I die and go to hell, I'll be trusting you and nothing else.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you, Lord.
That's your thing. That's a new birth. Because, see, we want to help God. Well, God, I'll quit smoking. Smoking won't send you to hell. Just make smell like you've been there. It won't give you eternal death, but it'll sure shorten your life you got now. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, God. I'll quit cussing. Well, let me tell you something. A lot of people don't cuss going to hell.
That's right.
Yeah. We need to be redeemed, and the only way you can be redeemed is by receiving Him and nothing else. And if thou shalt believe in thy heart, He said, not up here, you ain't gonna figure it out up here. We all tried that.
That's right.
But down here, the inner being, your heart of you, not that pump, but the heart of you, the real you, we don't see. We see your tabernacle, and one day you're gonna leave that old, if you die, you're gonna leave that old tabernacle, and the heart of you will go to heaven.
That's
your
right.
Amen.
You believe on him, you put it all on him, and look, you ain't got nowhere else to go anyway. Where are you gonna go? The doctor can't do it, the lawyer can't do it, the preacher can't do it, mama can't do it, daddy can't do it, you can't be born that way. Old Lady Gaga was right about one thing, she was born wrong. Sung that song, I was born this way. Well, she was born that way. A dirty, rotten, low-down sinner.
Amen.
She needs to get saved.
Amen.
Each and everyone.
By the way, I saw a fellow with a sign. I saw a video of a fellow with a sign outside one of her concerts. And one of them big microphones. He had this big sign, you know, repent or perish. And this woman, it's her. She pulled up beside him in a convertible. And she asked him, said, do you think I need to be saved? She said, he said, yeah, you're going to hell. She said, well, what am I supposed to do about it? He said, repent. She said, I don't know what that means. He said, that means get right with God. But she didn't know what that meant either. Why didn't he tell her, look, woman, God loves you. And you're going to go to hell without him. He just wants to save you. That's all. And let him do the changing. You can't do it. He just wants to love you and give you eternal life, and he'll change your heart. But he didn't do it. The woman drove off and told about it on the inside of the concert out there, how that man ranted and raved, but did not tell her how to go to heaven. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
Even to them that believe on his name. And I couldn't join church and I couldn't do a whole lot right, but I can believe on his name.
Amen.
I didn't know anything about a sinless life. I didn't know. Boy, he uses Moses, lifted up the serpent there in the wilderness, the story of Moses, children of Israel, you know, and God sent serpents among them because they were Baptists. They were griping and complaining. Right. We'll get a few serpents out in here every once in a while. And they're driving and playing. God let them get bit by those poisonous snakes. And hey, look, he lifted that serpent up. He said, they'll look, they'll live. Didn't say if they understand it.
That's right.
Amen. Didn't say if they quit complaining. It just said, they'll look, they'll live. And Jesus used that as an example of himself being lifted up on the cross. I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. That's the only way. You got to receive him. Did you know that only children of God feel the comfort and assurance that the Holy Ghost of God gives? Now you can receive religion and be miserable all your life. You can receive church membership and be miserable. I know a lot of miserable Baptists. And I ain't ever been anything else. Some of y'all know other things. That's all I know, Baptists. But let me tell you something. If you receive Jesus Christ by turning from everything else and turning to him and putting it all on him, God will do a supernatural act in your life.
Yes, he will. Amen.
I'm out of time. I ain't got time to go through all these. But 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And all those old things pass away and all things become new.
Amen.
Boy, I walked out of that church that day. This is truth. I'm not exaggerating. I walked out of that church that day. The sky was blue.
Amen. Yep. Yes. Yep.
Those little puffy clouds were white.
Amen. It's true.
I love my wife with all my heart. I love my children. All these things I've been trying to do. I love them. All the hate went out.
Yeah.
All the hate went out. By the way, I don't hate anybody now. I can't find anybody to hate. There's no hate in me.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't like some people. I don't hate
them.
I don't want them to go to hell. John the Baptist didn't like some people. He pointed out, you're a bunch of hypocrites. But he didn't tell them to go to hell. He tried to keep them out of hell.
That's right.
That day, you're not reformed, you're regenerated. I got two grandsons. Does this work when I come back? I got two grandsons. Rhett and Greer. There's enough two energy in them two boys to blow up the world.
Yeah.
When you're around them, you can't sleep, you can't rest, you can't talk to anybody. It's just wide open. You can beat them, you can holler at them, whatever you... Hey, you're not going to slow them down. They've got life. They're not dead, they have life. And every once in a while, they'll get out my yard, especially Red. He's the scientist. He likes to take things apart. So he'll get out there and find one of them little lizards. You know, them little lizards. You know? We lived in Florida. He had a bunch of them down there in Florida. But he'd get them little lizards, take them in the house, let them go. You know, don't matter what anybody else thinks. But every once in a while, he'll get one by the tail, and that tail break right off. It does. But he'll take it in the house long enough, it'll be growing back in a few days. You know, it'll grow back. That's regeneration. I thank God people don't have that. Some people just need to go away. But you take that tail. Now, if you take the old tail and sew it back on, guess what's going to happen? It's going to rot. And it'll cause the animal to get sick, really. You know how the Romans used to punish some people, and this is truth. They would take a man, a dead man. If you killed a man, you was found guilty. They'd take that dead man and strap him to your back. And make you carry that dead man around. And it wasn't but a few days, gangrene start coming, and all the diseases with the dead body comes, and you end up dying because of the one you killed. And that's slow, awful way to die. But see, death is ugly and hurtful and nasty. And so we have the condemnation of death on us. Our sins are like they're strapped to us. And they're killing us. They're eating us alive. Now you can go to AA meetings and have all your little pity party speeches and all that stuff. And you go to NA and have all your little pity party. You know, I'm a drunk and I'm this. But if I was you and I got saved, I'd say, I'm not drunk.
Amen.
I've been regenerated.
Amen.
I've left death and went into life. I'm a new creature. Amen. This ain't that old drunk that used to come down here and cry on your shoulder and say, I can't quit. I've got the victory through Christ Jesus. This is the victory to overcome the world. Even our faith, I've been regenerated.
Amen.
I've been reborn.
Amen.
You can't get that joint in church.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, I think you'll join church if you're saved.
Right.
You can't get that getting baptized. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the baptismal pool. No. It's the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we get regenerated. That day I walked in dead in trespasses and sin. Death was strapped to me and it was killing me. That day I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I put it all on Him. And guess what He did? He regenerated me. And I came out a different person. That doesn't make me perfect. Doesn't make me sinless. He's the sinless one. Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's not me in me, it's Him in me, the hope of glory. Now, we got a new life, meaning we've got new desire to please God. That's it. We desire to walk in His Word and to walk in His way and to love others like He loved others. And to do the very best we can. And then when we did, we still fail because the old flesh is there. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Right.
It's a continuing salvation. It's a continuing forgiveness. But I am a new creature. And look, there's nothing that can change me back.
Amen.
I have eternal life. I'm going to live as long as God lives.
Amen.
God will have to die for me to die.
Yeah.
God would have to go, God would have to end up in hell for me to end up in hell. Because I'm like Paul. I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him. Now that's salvation.
Amen.
Turn to John 8:36. If y'all hadn't shook hands so long, we'd be through by now. John 8:36. I'm just kidding. You ought to shake hands. Amen. If you're in a hurry to leave, maybe you should have went to First Baptist. So John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you what?
Free.
Ye shall be what?
Free indeed.
Indeed.
Hallelujah.
Now that's a regeneration. That's being set free. That's not breaking loose or breaking out like all these new modern preachers like to talk about. We're bound by peer pressure. We're bound by social pressure. We're bound by opinions. We're bound by friends. We're bound by family. We're bound by habits and hobbies. And some people just think if they'll join the church, they'll get free from all those things. You will not get free from all those things. The only way to be free is to be reborn.
Amen.
It's like when you make a total commitment, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. It washes all that stuff away. Well, preacher, you don't know what happened to me growing up. No, I don't care. I want to know what happened to you and him.
That's right.
Amen. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, preacher, you don't know my infirmity, my sickness. No, I don't. I want to know about you and him.
Amen. Yeah.
And then last of all, Revelation 2:10. Most of you all need it, and I ain't through. I'm just about half through, but I can tell that KFC is on your face. Revelation 2:10. By the way, if you go to buffet, we'll have some antibiotics for you when you get back. Revelation 2:10. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Now, listen to this. I'm sorry. Revelation 2:10, that's what I wrote down. Fear, there it is. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that some may be tried. You shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Now, I'm not talking about those other things. I'm talking about this. There's a reward for being regenerated.
Right.
It's not about us just getting a better life here on earth.
That's right.
Though that's wonderful.
Sure.
Well, I feel, on my worst day, I feel better than on my best day when I was lost.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, that's wonderful. Listen, the love of God, the peace of God, the grace of God, all these things. I got those on my worst days. Amen. It's wonderful. But there's an eternal reward too. He's going to give us eternal life. And we get to go to heaven and live with Him. The new heaven, new earth. Here's what most Christians think. Well, I joined church. I got baptized. What they say to Christians. I joined church. I got baptized. I quit drinking. I quit smoking. I don't cuss much as I used to unless the traffic's bad. I love my preacher except when he talks about me chewing tobacco or smoking or cussing. But I'm doing pretty good. And God's been good to me. He's given me health. He's given me wealth. I must be saved. You don't know how many people that I've talked to since 1982 when I was licensed to preach. How many people tell this to me? Especially older people. They'll say, well, Pastor, I'll say, have you ever been saved? Have you been born again? They'll say, well, Pastor, I grew up in a Christian home. Well, Pastor, I went to Sunday school. Well, we went to church every week. Pastor, I've never drank. I've never done these bad things, Pastor. I've been a Christian all my life. That's the hardest person in the world to lead to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, you say, well, they got religion. Yeah, and they're self-righteous. They don't need a new birth. They think. Some of you young people, just because your mom and dad is saved, or your grandma and grandpa, that does not make you saved. I say it all the time. I'm going to say it as long as I live. God has no grandchildren.
Right.
You're going to be born again, become one of his children, or you're not his.
Amen.
Amen.
Mama's religion not going to get you in. Grandma's not going to get you in. Grandpa's ain't going to get you in. I'm going to tell you, except by the blood of Jesus Christ, you will die and go to hell.
Come on,
brother. We'll get rewarded. I guarantee you, we'll get rewarded. It's 10 after, I know it's 10 after, and I know I'm a long-winded preacher, and the longer I preach, the longer I preach. But I want to read you one more verse, Psalm 73, verse 24, and I will quit. Psalm 73, because that's the third time I said that. We preachers always say it three times before we quit. They taught me that in Bible college. Announce your hymn three times. Announce your scripture three times and say, I'm quitting three times. Psalm 30, they didn't really teach me that. Psalm 73, look at verse 24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory.
Amen.
I love it. We used to sing, everything's all right in my Father's house. In my Father's house. In my Father's house. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Where there's love. And then we'd sing, and I may have it different, so don't try not to sing with me. You'll mess yourself up. I'm doing it right. Okay. Everything's all right in my Father's house. In my Father's house. In my Father's house. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Where there's peace. And then joy.
Yes.
Joy.
Thank you.
Now, that's not earth. On our best days, there's not always joy. Not here.
Right.
Now, we have it in our hearts. But our surroundings are all not always joyful. On our best day on planet Earth, we don't have the love that we ought to have. On our best day on planet Earth, we don't have peace. This whole world is a terrible place.
Amen.
And it's full of wicked people and perverted people and ungodly people. And you say, preacher, you're talking bad about people. No, I'm just telling you what people are. And such were some of you, he said. But you were regenerated. You were reborn. Now you've got the mind of Christ. And the Holy Spirit of God. And the peace that passes understanding.
That's right.
Now I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had a personal experience through the saving grace of God to believe on his Son for salvation and nothing else? Has there ever been a time in your life where you saw yourself as a sinner, you admitted you were a sinner, you turned to Christ, you believed that he was everything he said he was, that he lived a sinless life, died the death you ought to die, rose from the grave the third day to prove that God had accepted the sacrifice, and now he sits down on the right hand of the Father interceding for you. He's praying for you right now. Have you ever come to a point in your life, say, if I don't get to Jesus, I'm going to die and go to hell, and I don't want to go to hell. I believe Jesus died for me. Lord Jesus, save me.
Amen.
You'll have a supernatural experience. How can God come down? Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. How can that happen and you not have a supernatural experience that changes everything?
Amen. Yes.
I don't know who's saved and who's not. I know I am. I've got God's word on it. I believe my wife is. I believe my children are. But I don't know about you. Only you and God know that. So what I'm asking you today is search your hearts and see, just like he said, see if there be any unbelief in you. And if there is, why don't you come up here in just a minute? We're going to sing. Why don't you come up here and say, Pastor, I've never done that. I've never admitted I was a sinner. I've never turned to Christ and asked Him to save me and forgive me of my sins so I wouldn't go to hell. And I've never believed on Him so much that I've called on Him and asked Him to save me. And if that's you, why don't you make your way down here? I wouldn't leave here today without doing that.
Amen.
You're going to die and go to a devil's hell, and God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants to save you. When I went up there that day, that big old preacher hugged my neck, and I said, Preacher, I need to get saved. He said, He desires to save.
Yes.
And I wept my way into the kingdom of God. You might not be as bad as some of us was. But it only takes one sin to classify yourself as a sinner and die and go to hell. That's it. Let's stand. Father, thank You for Your inerrant, inspired.